Hey, welcome to Wolf Watch. Quick update for you. I hope you're having a fabulous Friday. Before it's anything else, hope you're doing well. Weather's been crazy all across the USA. Hope you are staying safe and healthy. We're gonna follow up on the conversation we were having a couple of days ago about mistakes the business owners are making. This is the second most frequent cause of business failure. It's the second largest problem as a business owner that you will have. Now, granted, it's a good problem to have. The challenge is it can bring your business down, and that is too much business coming in. Now, hang on, bear with me here. Here's what I mean by that. You're getting revenue in the door, right? So lack of revenue, lack of sales, lack of business is the number one cause of failure, right? You just don't have enough money coming in the door to make the business work. Now, second biggest problem that you'll encounter is what happens when you get your dream. You get that big contract. You know, imagine that. You get a big contract. You just added 25% of sales. You know, maybe it's a whole bunch of new customers that come in. You spoke at an event, picked up 100 new customers, 25% expansion in revenue and in volume. You get ready to go with that. You start delivering on it. And you're writing checks, you're looking at what are you going to do next for marketing? Well, we did that once, let's do that again, right? So now you get this 25% increase in business, maybe it's 100%, you know, you double your business. All of a sudden, customer complaints start coming in. Follow-ups aren't happening. Shortages, you know, if you got a product business, the shortages are happening. Or the digital products aren't delivering and downloading correctly. One thing after another, you're starting to get hammered with questions from your customer service group, from your operations team, from your marketing folks. All of a sudden, there's social media blowing up with complaints, people trash talking your business. Why is this happening? The key to that is processes, having the processes in place to deliver on the business. What happens, the second biggest problem you'll encounter as a business owner is having the processes in place so you can scale up when you get the opportunity, right? 2023, you can be one of the businesses in your market that grows 2,500, 300%. The challenge is, could you deliver on the business if it came in the door? How do you train people? How do you expand your business? How do you expand your process? Do you have a process, right? Do you have a repeatable series of steps that works the vast majority of the time, right? There's no such thing as perfection. But in the 1990s, we went through all the Six Sigma quality stuff, right? That's 3.4 billion errors. There are 3.4 errors every billion opportunities. That's pretty high quality. That is a low rate of not having stuff happen correctly. That's the kind of process that you need to run, and things need to be well-defined so that as you're scaling up, when you bring those new team members on board that you need in order to deliver on the new business, that it's clear for them. What are they supposed to do? What do you expect them to do? How do you train them? How do you train your leaders, right? Because as your business grows, your role changes. And we'll talk more about that in the future. But let's take this right now. You've got a team delivering on this for you. How do you guide them through the development and expansion of processes that are needed for them to deliver on the business as it comes in when the business grows, right? You're delivering value in terms of your customers, your clients. Now, second biggest driver of value, second biggest problem you've got is value creation and scaling up value creation within whatever operations you have. And this applies whether it's a whether you run a factory, whether you are a distributor, whether you are a service provider. How do you scale up? How do you expand that? Key is processes, well-defined and well-documented, a program for being able to communicate that, the correct measures in place for that. Now, here's something that many, many people miss in the process thing, if you will. Good to great gets quoted a lot on, you know, for Jim Collins saying of right people in the right seats on the bus. Totally true. Absolutely true. Common failure point in companies, right? That's a big challenge as a leader. How do you get the right leaders in the right seats How do you coach and guide them on getting the right people in the right seats? Here's a more fundamental question. How do you know what seats to put on the bus? Right? Right people in the right seats. The unspoken thing there is you have to have the right seats on the bus. This is part of the process. This is part of your processes, your discipline and processes, your adoption of best practices. For example, if you've got something that's working really well, what is your process for finding a better way to do it and then incorporating that? Think about that because you're going to need that as you expand. If you grow 200%, if you triple your business, think about this. Here's an exercise to do right now. Pull out a piece of paper, pull your car over, grab the sticky pad on your cell phone, whatever. Take what do you think your goal is? What's your goal for this year for your business for 2023? Add 25% of that. Now multiply it times five. What keeps you, what's going to break internally within your company? There's another set of questions around what will keep you from doing that in the first place. If you do that, what will break in your company? What processes are going to prove to be inadequate to deliver that level of business? Because what happens is business unravels really fast when you can't deliver on stuff, especially in today's social media, internet-driven world. Bad news gets around fast, and people are looking for stuff to complain about. They're looking for companies to target, right, with negative social media campaigns. So you start getting some customers that are unhappy because now you drop the ball. Not a good thing. Two quick stories on that. Amazon's delivering. Thank you. two quick case studies. Got a gal that I interviewed that makes point shoes. That's the special kind of flat-toed shoes that ballerinas wear. She had a full-blown retail store for her shop. You know, she had a dance apparel shop. She sold that off, which was 80% of her business, half of her business is roughly 50% of her business, and created a mobile point shoe operation. So what she did is she would go to the schools and deliver the shoes. Great innovation from a marketing standpoint. She lost 50% of her revenue in 18 months. She'd more than doubled. She was well beyond where she was when she started, and it was a lot more profitable, had much better customer retention. Now she had to deliver on that. But she was able to put a process in place where she could train people and she could scale them up with the people that she needed with the business as the business expanded. So she could send out people to the different schools and cover that because you can only be in one place at one time, right? And I'm sure you've, as a business owner, you've never experienced that, right? You know, the thing of, oh, you know, feel like you need to be in more than one place at a time. Yeah, that's, I get you. I feel you. I've had that same experience. Another entrepreneur has a professional services business, and part of it is coaching. Sells off the professionals, sells off the more process-oriented side of the business, more routine side of the business. That's 80% of their revenue. Moves into coaching, explodes that, right? Explodes. I mean, literally within 3 years, they were 1,000 times larger than they were when they started. Problem is not being able to scale up processes because customers start to complain. They're not delivering. They're starting to, you know, so they've got good revenue coming in. They've got people, they're attracting people. Someone has a great reputation, the good of what they do, the coaching part of it isn't working as well, and they're not delivering the commitments on that. So now it's starting to affect word of mouth, and it affects their stick, their turnover, right? It's a lot easier to continue working with existing customers than going out and getting new ones. Getting new customers is great. It's expensive and time consuming. Once you bring someone in, you want to keep them with you, right? So one of the negative of that as the processes broke down, as some things didn't scale well, or they struggled to scale, they started to you know, see a need to completely replace new customers because they weren't having people stay. So where they had a really sticky business, where they bring a customer on and they were with them, their client was with them for years, now they have a client come in and they're maybe with them for 90 days, maybe a year, as opposed to 3 or 5. Creates a new part of the business, puts them on a trajectory where that could very well not turn out in the future. Now they're working that issue because they recognized it. Do you have an issue like that in your business? Even if you could double your business next week, could you really deliver on it? I want to see you scale up this year. 2023 is a lot of opportunity in 2023 because it's going to be another turbulent year out in the general economy. So the more turbulent it gets, the more opportunity there is for us as entrepreneurs, right? It's the beauty of being an entrepreneur. The thing is, if you bring that business in, if you've got a competitor that fails, can you pick up their business and deliver on it? You have your processes in place. When you have a good process, when you have strong processes, you're efficient. You are more flexible, you're more adaptable, and you can scale up faster. It's easier to increase what's going through the process, what the process is capable of handling. It's easier to train people and bring them on board. And when you have solid processes, both high quality customers and high quality talent are attracted to your business. So think about it. Avoid the second biggest failure cause for businesses, right? Not have a strong process, and which means you can't deliver on business when it comes in. So you choke on new sales and it takes your business down fast. Thanks for being part of Wolf's Watch. Have a fabulous Friday. I'm Wolf, and I will see you on the trails.